I can pinpoint almost the second when I realised I wanted to fuck her. It wasn't the first time I saw her in the hallways of the university, nor was it when I first saw her read and watched her face move from awkwardness to elation. It was a more happenstance occasion than that. We'd tripped over one another while trying to buy coffee, me drifting, as usual, her clearly on the way to somewhere. But she stopped, as I did, awkwardly holding her coat and bag and some food shopping. It seemed rude not to invite her to sit with me, especially with the sun shining, as it was that moment. We perched on a recently vacated bench by the river. The ducks were fighting over crusts thrown by a small child and his mother. It was spring, so they were filled with its verve and aggression, trying to drown one another, mallards chasing females absent-mindedly, flapping and splashing. An elderly cocker spaniel waded nearby, paying them no mind. "Ducks are evil," I said, as I rolled a cigarette. "The world must be very black and white for you," she said. It struck me as an odd thing to say, especially in England, where everything is grey. But it was then that I realised I wanted to be inside her, to push her down, to render her imperious intelligence stupid with the weight of my body, with my younger, harder form. I could tell, of course, that she wouldn't accept being dominated. But it was a pleasant thought. She smelled like toast and marmalade, like wet leather. Yes, I wanted to fuck her. And I don't want to fuck women very often. I was new to the area then, although I feel old to it now, despite it being not much more than a year ago that this happened. My memory of that day is potent, but it's blurred, like the feeling of emerging into a bright afternoon after unexpectedly quick pints. Vivid, but indistinct. I can see the path underfoot as I walked away from her, having finished our coffees, with two Lotus biscuits in my pocket. She'd given me hers. I don't like them, but I took it anyway, and allowed them to crumble in my pocket over the coming days as some kind of reminder. There was toad flax growing in the cracks of the walls, which I gazed at more than where I was going, as I'm wont to do, when I'm distracted. I went home to Michael, perhaps earlier than he was expecting me, or rather, not perhaps, but definitely, because as I stepped into the bedroom, the first room off the hallway of our new flat, he slowly and sheepishly moved some lubricant and a box of condoms from the bedside table and into the drawer. So, there was that. He was having his own fun. More classically consummated than my coffee and imaginings, clearly. But that was the arrangement. Michael is a beautiful man. There's no denying that fact. He has black hair and blue eyes. A combination I'd believed only fictional until we met. But there he was, clear as day. Sat on the bed in his boxers with a thin gleam of sweat on his smooth chest. "I didn't expect you back yet," he said. "Clearly," I said, with more venom than I'd intended. "We did say..." "Ignore me. I have a headache. You need to drink more water." "I know. Don't start with that." Michael has a very smooth face. He has never been able to grow a full moustache and beard, although he keeps hoping it will arrive. At 36 years old, I would imagine he's missed his chance. He has some soft black hairs in the centre of each cheek, islands that the tides just won't cover. The smell of glue was emanating from the living room, his other passion. Michael builds model aeroplanes, a hobby he is entirely too beautiful for. His father was in the RAF, one thing we had in common, and instead of finding porn, should I ever open his laptop, I am likely to find strange forums from an earlier, more crudely built version of the internet. Elderly men trying to find one another. "Has anyone heard from Billy Bob 56? Jimmy? Fairy Fred? Snowdrop 62? I'm tempted to write about them, but it feels too sad. We'd decided to sleep with other people a few months previously. He seemed to be making the most of this arrangement, which galled me. But the arrangement itself was a mutual one. I wanted Michael to be in my life long term. I believe he felt the same about me. We both knew we couldn't be everything to each other, so we'd made the decision. My frustration stemmed from how much the little fucker got laid, or rather, how much I didn't. And now I was mysteriously interested in a woman 17 years my senior. A woman? What was the world coming to?